if I come out. This is Joanne Elliott, and it's August 18th, 2006. And I'm interviewing Harold Smith at his home on Bloomer Lane here in Salisbury. Okay, Mr. Smith, I guess today we're going to talk about you growing up on the Scoville Estate here in Taconic. Was your family always living in town here?
My father and mother, they were both born in Salisbury. Uh-huh. When they were young, and they come up there and they went to work for Scovilles, the Herbert uh-huh. Scovilles. And my father was there 42 years, my mother was there about 20 years. And we lived at the Scovilles estate, in one of the houses. And I was born in the house, uh-huh. the Scovilles. And then 1922, and I just lived around here all my life, and I didn't finish school because my mother passed away when she was 40 years old.
Oh my.
And I had 2 years left in high school, and I had to go out and make my own living mm-hmm. at that time. And I did okay, and Blanche, she came along, she worked for the Scovilles.
Mm-hmm. This is your wife?
Yeah, Blanche. Yeah. She worked for the Peter Scoville, and that's where I met my wife, uh-huh. up at the mansion up there.
She came as a baby nurse, you
as
said?
As a baby nurse.
Yeah.
I have a picture of her. I'll show you the picture.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we met, and then we got married, and World War II started, and I had to go World War II for 3 years.
Uh-huh. And she stayed here?
Yeah, we lived with my father up in the Scoville Estate.
Uh-huh.
Right near the Scoville's old carriage house.
Yeah.
That way house right there. We lived in there.
Uh-huh.
And I come back, and my daddy got sick, and we had to move out of the Scoville house. And we came here and we bought this house in 1948. And we had a real good life. And as a youngster,
how big was the estate back when you were a youngster? Did it go from the old Wittridge estate all the way up to Taconic Center?
About 800-900 acres.
Oh my goodness!
A lot of acres.
Yeah.
There were good people, Scovilles.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And there's a student. I went to school off the Taconic school.
Uh-huh.
No buses, walked every day.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Well, that wasn't too far.
No, it was nice.
Yeah.
And
there was another little school along on Twin Lakes Road.
Yes.
Down there. That was for the kids down in the Whittlesey district.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I went to school up there until the sixth grade, and I had to go to went from there, we went to down the lake of the central school.
Uh-huh. So you went to this little school that John Funt's son fixed up,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. My first teacher was Mrs. Holmes, Laura Holmes.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And her daughter used to work down at Town Hall.
Uh-huh.
Laura Johnson.
Oh yeah.
And I went to down the lake, I went to school down there for up to the 8th grade, and we had to move from the 8th grade to the high school
mm-hmm.
and down in Falls Village. But getting back to that, but as I was growing up here, I remember that the old passenger trains that used to come into Taconic,
mm-hmm.
the station there, and that was my first train ride from Taconic to Salisbury.
Uh-huh. It was called Taconic, not Chapinville.
No, it was Taconic.
It was called Taconic. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was my first train ride.
Into Salisbury.
And the mail used to come in here.
Uh-huh.
There, and there used to be a man up the road up here. Stanley Picker, I think it was. They used to have the post office in their house years ago. And he used to come down there to pick up the mail with a horse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Up there.
No wagon, just the horse.
Just the horse.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
some good bags.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the post office was there for a while, and it went from there. It went to the You know where the Channel Road is?
Yes. Yeah.
It's the first big house going uphill from the Channel Road. It used to be the Kelsey's.
Yes.
Place years ago, and the post office was in there.
Oh.
For a long time. Then it went from there up to where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to be a little mom and pop store.
I remember that store when I first came to town.
The gas station there?
Yeah, I don't remember the gas station, but there was a little convenience store. Had, you know, bread and milk and things.
The O'Neills.
Yeah.
The O'Neills had it. And then another part of that same building, there's a big, I think it's a piano repair store now. That used to be, they used to have square dances and stuff in there.
Oh my.
A long time ago.
Ah.
And do you remember the little church?
No.
The kind of green?
It would be the west side of the green. There's a building that looked like it should have been a church, but it doesn't have a steeple or anything.
There was a church there.
Uh-huh.
It was built just like a church.
Uh-huh. Is it torn down now?
Yes.
It's gone. Uh-huh.
When we were students, we used to go up there and in the wintertime to kind of volunteer a little bit to keep the paths open in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
And for the, they used to heat the place with wood.
Wood stove.
And the school I used to go to, that schoolhouse was heated with a big wood furnace.
Uh-huh.
And during recess, there used to be a great big pile of wood outside the school. And we used to go out there and throw all the wood from outside inside.
Oh.
during recess.
That was your exercise.
Yeah. Well, we got all the wood in, and then when we had time, we'd go down in the basement and pile it up real nice.
Uh-huh.
And it was good, real good.
How many classrooms were in that schoolhouse?
From first grade to high school.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
From first grade to high school. And they had two great big mammoth doors, sliding doors. They could open them up or they could close them.
So there were two separate rooms or all one room?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
All eight grades
all,
in one
all,
room?
All the grades in that one building, yeah.
Huh.
And there's another lady just where Ed Palco lives. Used to be people named Curtis's. And every day we'd have to go up there, they would take turns, great big baskets with a lot of cups, and two great big mammoth, like big tea kettles. They used to make hot cocoa every day for us. We'd go up there and get all that stuff.
Uh-huh. So the kids had to transport the older boys.
Yeah. And we and down right across the Channel Road, there used to be another house, kind of a brick stone building. That used to be the Taconic Meeting House.
Oh, is it still there?
Still there.
Yeah, that stone house.
The kind of stone house.
Yeah, next to, sort of across the street from where Myskins used to live.
Exactly. And there used to be a Taconic Meeting House, and they used to have picnics and little get-togethers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And the other big building, right direct across from the channel there, that used to be Scoville's Powerhouse.
Yes.
They used to make their own
electricity. Yeah. Yeah. When the Pogues lived there, there was still water running through the basement.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very true.
That's where the generator was down there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have a picture of that we can look at
already,
later.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
Then down in back of there, there used to be this beautiful spring. Oh, what water.
Mm.
And there was three or four older people up at the county there. They didn't have the water and everything. And us kids, they'd give us their big empty buckets.
Oh.
We would go down there and get filled with water buckets up for those people for their drinking water. And I was up there about 4 or 5 years ago, just took a walk down in there, and it's all been filled in now. No more
spring.
No more spring.
Yeah.
And then Scoville's, they had they used to have a big hot house, and mm-hmm. They had six, remember the greenhouses?
No, I have pictures.
They had
of them.
Six, mm-hmm. six greenhouses there.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have a great big vegetable garden. They used to raise all their vegetables and they give it to the people that work.
Oh.
work for them.
Mm-hmm. So this area here on Bloomer Lane, this wasn't part of the estate?
No, this is belonged to the Bloomers. People know that what's called, their name, last name was Bloomer.
Uh-huh.
And right out here, there's an old foundation. There used to be a big sawmill.
Oh.
I remember the sawmill when it was still running.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to, they had the sawmill that had a big planer, and right out here, the planer would blow all the chips out from the planer.
Huh.
And when we were kids, we were out there playing all those chips.
Yeah.
Then we got older here a little ways. There was about 8 or 10 of us lived around here. We had a nice ski jump just over here.
Oh, there's enough of a hill there. Huh?
Yeah, nice hill. And we used to, the man that had the sawmill, he used to let us have the old wasted lumber for building the ski jump ramp over there.
Oh. Well, there used to be a ski jump down here on the, what do they call that hill at the end of the road by the blinker?
Rabbit Hill.
No. I've heard a different name for it, but I guess it was Salisbury School's.
Exactly.
Ski jump.
I remember the ski jump up there.
Yeah.
I remember that ski jump.
We walked that hill once and it was all grown up.
Yeah, exactly.
To brush.
Yeah, I was up there not, oh, maybe a couple of years ago after I walked up in there. You don't recognize it anymore.
No, it's probably even more grown up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
This was 20 years ago I was up there. Yeah.
Were you a native around here?
No. We built our house in 1976. And so we came up full time in 1977.
Where did you live in?
I was born in Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts.
Yeah, my husband was from New York State. We met in New York City, so we were trying to get out of the city.
Yeah, back. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
So I bought this place, 1948.
Uh-huh.
It was just before it was an open port. I had to enclose it and stuff. Now I stay out here most. You know, one of the weather's good, out here.
This is your living room in the
in
the summertime.
Yes. Yeah. And I take care of my birds out there. They come. And other birds. And last night I sat out here and I could hear the hoot owls.
Oh my!
They were back in one ear and on one eye. They communicated back and forth.
Mm. The doves sound like hoot owls sometimes. Those mourning doves.
Yeah. I like the doves.
Yeah.
I like the doves.
They just sound so sad.
I know that.
Yeah.
And Scovels used to, years ago, they had their own ice house. They used to make their own ice.
Mm-hmm. Right out here on the.
Yeah, they used to. You know what the Scovels boathouse is?
Yes. Yeah.
They used to go down to that big, get all the ice off the lake. They had a big ice platform, and there was quite a few people around this area that was helping to get ice. And then you go up Beaver Dam Road,
uh-huh.
And it's the first little road on your right hand side, and they call it the private road. It goes from there over the grassland farms. There are ice houses in there, and a pump house used to be over there. And when my sister and I were young, my father says we had no ice boxes then.
Yeah.
And had ice.
Yeah, to keep it cold.
My father, he worked for Scovels for only 2 years. He said, okay, then he checked his refrigerator. He said, we've got to have some ice. So I'll meet you up at the ice house.
So they trucked it from the boathouse all the way?
Yeah, to the ice house.
Over to the ice house and then packed it in what, sawdust?
Sawdust.
Yeah.
And my sister and I would go up there, a little four-wheel cart, and said, he put a big block of ice on it.
Uh-huh.
And we let home. Said, you get home, now wash it off, make sure all that sawdust is off there. The ice house is still there.
Is it?
The ice house is still there.
Is it before the water tower, before you get to the water tower?
Yep.
Yeah, before the Scovels live now.
You just got off of Taconic Road, make a right hand turn, you're starting off Beaver Dam Road.
Mm-hmm.
You go slow, there's on the right-hand side, little road, it's just wheel tracks with the grass going up in the
uh-huh.
center of it there. It's all brick building, and they have also a big pump house down in there.
Mm-hmm.
That pump house used to supply all Scovels houses and territory.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And now they don't use it. They don't use it anymore, but the building is still there. You know, that pump house or used to roof in the big tower.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have two great big mammoth wooden tanks.
Uh-huh.
Big tanks.
Yeah. Well, that tower just got a new roof not too long ago,
yeah,
didn't it?
Exactly.
A nice shiny roof.
Exactly.
Probably dulled up by now, exactly. But a couple years ago.
Yeah, when I worked for Scholes for a while, and in the summertime, we used to have to go to that big old water tower, and he had stairs right alongside the inside the tower.
Inside?
Yeah. You used to have to go up there, way up to the top, and take the shutters off. Open it up in the summertime, because Scholes used to spend a lot of time up in there in the summertime. And there was, I don't think the wooden steps are up there anymore.
Oh.
After I Bill, you know Bill Stanton?
He's
the character.
Name. Oh.
He's
mm-hmm.
the character. He's a nice guy, so.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have horses up there in the Scholes mansion up there where it is now. I can remember. Scholes went away and we had to go up there one night and stay up there. And during the night, the mansion caught on fire.
Oh my goodness.
That's the second mansion up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah, this one across the road here was where they lived before they built that one, right?
That's the second one there,
yeah.
Too.
That one burnt.
Yeah, they're both up there. That was Herbert Scholes.
Uh huh.
No, that was Robert Scholes. Herbert Scholes lived up on the Beaver Dam Road.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
They were brothers and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So. And my father, we were lucky we had a dog that night. The dog woke us up. Got smoke, stuff like that. My father, he had a pillowcase. He kept it for years. He had just the outline of his head. All the rest of the pillow was all smoke.
Oh my goodness.
We were lucky.
Yeah, because smoke doesn't wake us up very well. Yeah.
We were lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky people, so. And,
so how'd you put it out?
We called the fire company.
Oh, and they came in.
They came out there. I mean, it was a total. The whole thing. I don't know how it really started. Mm. I was about 4 years old at that time. I remember. Mm. I can't say I remember.
Yeah, it would have impressed you.
Yes.
Mm.
And then we spent a lot of time up there. And the Scholes had two wild geese for like watchdogs.
Oh.
And then that gander, boy oh boy, he didn't watch you, he'd put it onto you. He'd beat you and he'd bite you.
And chase you.
He'd chase you.
Yeah.
And we had to walk up to the school, we went out through the woods and stuff. At night we come home from school, we have to watch out where that gander was. He got us a few times.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Never mind Dobermans, huh?
That's right. That's right. And they had horses, they had three stables there at the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have riding trails all over the place.
Oh my.
I used to, when I was a work for the school, you have to have you out there and keep all those trails fresh, free, and everything, keep them so they can for riding and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were good people to work for at all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very good people. And,
did they spend all year here, the Scholes, or did they just come in the summertime?
They also had a place over in Portugal.
Oh, mm-hmm.
They spent about half the year over there. They spent the summer, nice weather here.
Uh-huh.
Went over to Portugal, they spent.
The winter.
Just over there, so. They were really, really, really good people.
Uh-huh.
And they're not, I've had a really good life here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like it was a good childhood.
It was.
Yeah. Were there a lot of children of the families of the estate?
Scholes had, Tony, Tommy, Nikki, and what was the girl's name? I forgot what the girl's name was. They had four.
Uh-huh. And then the other workers on the estate had families?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Scholes, at one time, they employed about altogether used to employ about 32 people.
Oh my, yeah.
And they used to have something to do with the grassland farms.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have something to do with the, used to be, they called the North Wales Farms over on Route 41. Now it's a horse farm.
Oh, where the Morgan horses are now?
That used to be a big dairy.
Uh-huh.
That was a big dairy farm over there. And they had schools up there. They had a nice swimming pool we could take out. They had tennis courts we could take out. And then the summertime in the, up at the mansion had, on the lawn, they had this great big outside pool with lilies, and it wasn't very deep.
Mm-hmm.
And they had goldfish in there.
Oh my.
And then in the fall, you would have to catch all those goldfish and bring them down to the hot house, the greenhouse. They had a indoors where it was warm, and that's where the goldfish spent the winter.
Oh, for
inside. And in the winter, summertime, we'd catch all the goldfish, take them back up there to the outside pool.
Yeah, they must have had to change the water.
Yes.
In the
yes. Yeah.
In the greenhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
To keep it fresh for them.
They were good people to work for, school. And that's when there's Mr. and Mrs. Scoville there, and their children were growing up. They would invite the whole Taconic up there. Every 4th of July, they would have mammoth fireworks.
Oh, on 4th of July.
Yeah, mammoth fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And around Christmas time, they had a big, another big room up there. They'd invite all the children from Taconic up there for Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have this, I forget what they call it. It was a big bag, it had a rope on it, and they blindfold you, and they give you a stick. You go
oh,
through stick, you
the go, pinata.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's a Mexican thing.
And sometimes you had to be careful because kids are almost
hit you in the head.
It was really, really
and
nice.
Then when you break it open, there's candy, right?
Yeah, a lot of candy. Everybody would get scrambled and get all this.
Yeah.
All the candy.
Yeah. Did you swim in the lake as a child or as a kid?
Up at the near, just a little bit south of Scoville's Boathouse. They used to let a lot of the people drive down in there. They used to be, it was all, oh God, a big area. It was all, no mud or no, it was all nice gravel in there. Big, big area.
Where that rock is now?
Right in that area.
Yeah.
Right in that area.
Yeah.
It was beautiful down in there.
Oh.
You get something there, go out there quite a ways, there was one great big mammoth rock. We used to go out there and just stand on that,
uh-huh.
That big rock. And
survey the area.
And sometimes you just, you'd have not doing anything, and the perch would come and get on your legs.
Nibble. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's on our dock. If you put your feet in the water, they'll come and nibble at you. Yeah.
Do you have your dock near Smithwick's?
It's the same one.
Oh, the same one. Okay.
All of us who live on that side of the road share that that lakefront.
Oh, okay, yeah, that.
Yeah. So it's nice.
Yeah, that's great.
You didn't swim in the outlet down here off the cliffs, off those stones?
Where the lake went into the channel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was nice.
Yeah.
And then up by the channel itself, there, right where they control the, like the water, going back there, there's all those rocks. That was a good swimming area.
Yeah.
That was a good
swimming area. I've heard other people say they swam there.
Yeah, they had one big tree there, and they had a big rope on it, just get on the rope and swing. That was beautiful. No weeds or...
Yeah.
That was really nice. Really
when
nice.
The lake was young, huh?
Exactly.
The lake is aging.
Well, one thing I don't hear anymore, I used to hear, I don't know if this treatment of the lake has anything to do with it. I don't hear the big old bullfrogs anymore.
Oh.
I used to like to hear the bullfrogs at night. You hear that.
Yeah.
You don't hear them anymore, so.
Oh. You don't think it's your hearing?
My hearing's good.
Yeah.
Really
yeah, you can hear the low pitches too, because sometimes,
exactly.
You know, when your hearing goes, there's one register that disappears first.
And, I don't think so.
Yeah, I haven't noticed. I'll have to listen.
Yeah, listen, see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes I say here, matter of fact, it was the night before last, but then here he comes, that great big mammoth airplane.
Yeah.
Sometimes I said, don't take my chimney off my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I've had a good life here.
Yeah, let me see if I can show you these pictures that they were donated to the Salisbury Association. And they were sent by a lady from California.
Oh.
Who was the daughter of the head gardener. Now this is her father, I think. And these children,
I think.
Are they you? Are you in there?
No, I don't think so.
No?
It is not by the Greek of the hot house, you know. I think that was Mr. Angus.
Yes.
Walter, I think it was Walter.
Yeah, well, her name, I guess.
Yes, I remember that, all those buildings.
Mm.
No, it's not my favorite.
Yeah, but the slides were donated by Mrs. Angus, widow of the estate gardener.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember him when he was doing it. He always smoked a cigar.
Oh.
Always smoked a cigar. Always had a cigar in his mouth. And he used to live just in Mount Chicago when he went up the Beaver Dam Road.
Mm-hmm.
The first little stone house on your left.
On the left, the one that's sort of in the trees now.
Exactly. Yeah. There's some lady lives in there now. I don't know what her name, but that's where he did.
Ah.
He was the head gardener.
Okay, and this was that not his house?
Well, this is the greenhouse. This is the pot shed. This is all the greenhouses here. This way, and it went down. I remember.
Oh, that's right. Here it is. Here it is up here. That's the big glass part.
Yeah.
These are the stairs coming down from the mansion. To the greenhouse.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. Wow, this is nice.
Yeah, these are
really nice.
I mean, not really many trees around. And here, this one she calls the, what does she call it? The carriage house.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is that where you lived?
The carriage house and the first little white house just past it, right near Slater Road.
Yes, okay.
And there's the white house there.
Mm-hmm. That's where
we lived.
Okay, and that was part of the estate.
Exactly. Oh yeah, there's up there, the old powerhouse.
Yep.
And there's another picture of the powerhouse, the back side.
The back side, yeah. People couldn't place that, and I said, I think you're in the backyard looking at the road.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
But now it's all grown up, you know, to trees.
That was a nice steep bank. We used to just sit on it in the wintertime, slide just on our butt, slide down that hill. Yeah, I remember that. Wow.
Yeah. And there's a picture of the mansion.
Yeah, there it is.
With hardly any trees around it.
That's right, doctor. That's really nice. This is nice to see.
I can print some of these.
Yeah, I can remember all these.
If you want to keep them, I can print some more.
Yeah, I remember all those. And up in the carriage house here. That's after they got. Didn't use those old cars anymore. They used to store a lot of those old cars in there.
Uh-huh.
I remember all those old cars.
Now that's the building where the Fertzes live. Now?
This is the building right across from the channel. Right across from the channel where they control the water.
Oh, okay, the powerhouse.
The powerhouse. And that other house, on the right hand side, just before you get to the channel road.
Yeah, that was this one, right?
Yeah, that used to be Mrs. Scholes' pottery shed. She used to do all her pottery stuff in there.
Oh. Hmm.
She had one little kick wheel stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. She had the furnace, the oven, and she had everything in there.
to bake the clay.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is later in the 1950s. And I don't know what that building is. It says head house. Was that where
I think that
the head gardener lived?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's probably old, I'm quite sure. Now remember this, there it is.
There's the tower.
Even now you can barely see it.
Right.
Up there.
Yeah, water tower.
Wow. Wow.
And then that's the greenhouse, mm-hmm. The big one.
Yeah, the big one. They used to raise everything in there.
Yeah.
You ever worked for school over there? Every once in a while, about every 4 or 5 months, they'd have these great big potted plants. We used to have to put them in their truck and take them up to the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
The one that, the other one that, and then bring it back down to the greenhouse and give them a rest. And
mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is really wonderful.
Yeah, well, the Salisbury Association got these slides.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they had an exhibition down at the Holly Williams house on the Scoville Estate.
Yeah, yeah,
did you go down and look at it?
Oh, no. I did go down there.
Because I think these pictures were down there, too. Yeah. Yeah.
And just down the road a ways, there are the Scovilles, they never got married. There were two sisters.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Edith Scoville and then another one. I forgot what her name was. That used to be a small working farm down there with cows and some porch and stuff like that.
Not Anthony's sisters, but
Herbert's sisters. Yeah, they never got married.
Uh-huh.
That's that last big place down the right hand side as you go down towards
with all the fruit trees that are
trimmed. That was all Scovilles.
Uh-huh.
In the house that's not a smaller house, I think I forgot who they are now. That was part of their little estate.
Okay. Tryphena Forsyth lived in one of those houses.
Exactly. He was the chauffeur.
Was he?
He was the chauffeur for the Scovilles. And they had another one there. They had a small greenhouse. I forget what his name was, and he was the head gardener for those people down there.
Oh.
Yeah. And now I guess Tony Scovel lives down there now. He bought the one house way over by the Pope's.
Yeah.
He bought that, and then there's another little house be right there with the 3 or 4 car garage on it. That's where Tony lives himself.
Mm-hmm. The gatehouse.
At the gatehouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, where is that on this road? Is that slant driveway that goes up where the iris is planted along?
That was never the school. That when that was house was first built up there, that was Mr. McChesney.
Oh.
He used to be associated with Hospital School.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle Jim Smith, he used to work for the McChesney up there. It's a fair-sized house.
Mm-hmm. I can't place the Pope estate, though.
You can't see it. It goes way, way back, right near the swamp.
Is it just past where the new house was built on the Wittridge property?
Past that.
Just past it?
Past that.
In the driveway right next to that new place?
I'm trying to think now. You go down to Concord and there's one house there that's got the big white fence in front of it. It's on the left hand side. That's where Mrs. Miller.
Oh, yes, you on the left hand side.
Yeah, you go by that, you go around that, and you go down through it and you start into the woods. There'll be a driveway that goes up. That's where the McChesney's.
Uh-huh.
You go by that,
uh-huh.
You go around this curve, and there's the first house there. That's where Tony Scovel is. It's got the 3 or 4 car garage. Just past that.
On the right.
On the right.
Uh-huh.
And there's a long driveway that goes way back. You can't see the house. That's where the Popes used to live way back over there.
Uh-huh. And that was never part of the Scovel estate?
Never. Yeah. That was part of the Edith Scovel estate.
Oh.
The sisters.
Oh, okay. Yes. And they gave the land across the street to the town for that little park.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. There were two sisters, Edith Scovel and I can't remember the other. Yeah, they used to own that all about probably right down to the front of Route 44.
Uh-huh, yeah. The name of that little hummock that the Salisbury School had their ski jump on, and I can't think of it.
Ah, that's see.
Yeah.
George Kiefer might know.
Yeah. Bob Smithwick took us for a walk up there one time.
Yeah.
Evidently, it was a park that should be used for cross-country skiing stuff like that. But we had to take a hike every fall. With Bob Smithwick.
I remember him. There used to be a right where Tom's car is sitting there. There used to be another great big building there. The car garage and a repair shop and stuff like that. It was about one night, about midnight, my wife, she had a good nose on her. She said, "I smell smoke." There were people, there was a little apartment, there was people living in there at the time. I came out and looked at, oh my God, yes. It was all on fire.
Oh.
They didn't make it. Two young kids had been drinking. So I went down there and Bob Smithwick, he was a police officer, a real young guy.
Mm-hmm.
He came up here and wanted to know who turned it in and just that. Oh boy, poor guy. He was going down my driveway and a little bit icy and he slipped and he fell.
Oh.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice
guy. He was the resident trooper.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He's a nice man.
Yeah.
I just saw him here the other day over Canaan not too long ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his wife used to be with the Salisbury
visiting nurse.
Visiting nurse for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Another nice person.
Yeah.
Another nice person.
Yeah. They're good friends.
Yes. They're real nice people.
Yeah.
Real nice people.
Well, unless there's anything else you want to say about the Scoville Estate, that can you think of anything that maybe you had planned to say that we didn't get to?
Oh, and then their boathouse down there in wintertime, when we were there, three of us, we used to like to go ice fishing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they would let us go down in their boathouse.
Could you fish through the...
We'd set our tip-ups out and we could look out the windows to watch our tip-ups.
Oh, I see.
And stay warm.
Huh?
We were inside with the edge of
the fireplace.
The fire in there. Did our cooking hot dog, hamburgers, and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's too bad they can't run any water to that because, you know, it's sort of no good as a party house. It's too close to the lake. I guess they won't let them.
There used to be a boat, what anybody call them?
Boat slip,
and I used to keep my boat in there. They used to let me keep my boat in there.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have a small boat with a motor on it, and I went down there one day, and the motor was gone.
Oh.
Somebody broke in the windows.
Mm.
So now where did it go? So I was down there one day, and I thought, this guy come out. Come down towards Wicks, he came down and said, "Boy, that looks like my motor." Because I had trouble with it one time, I had the top of the little pile of top of it was gone. And then he came along, and I went over to Twin Lakes one day, and I said, "There he is again."
Hmm. Bold as brass, kept it right on the lake.
So I come back, and I went up at Wicks, and I sat where the lake goes into the channel, right close there. Here he comes. I said, "That is my motor." But I had dropped it one time. I had put some paint on the side. The paint was still there.
Yeah.
And he had a small camp over there near where the river yards used to live. I said, "By golly, that is my motor." Mm-hmm. So I called the police, and this is 2 years after.
Mm-hmm.
The police and they went up there and looked. I had the serial number and everything.
Oh, yeah, so you could prove
that
it.
That is your motor. So they were from New Britain.
Hmm.
So they finally come up and they had to go to court. Judge Ransford, remember Judge Ransford?
No, I don't think. He was before my time.
He was a big, real, real big man.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a good fine.
Mm-hmm.
They got a good fine. I got my motor back and everything was...
Yeah.
Was okay.
I just remember you taking your dog in the canoe.
Yeah, little Kelly.
Yeah, she liked to ride in the canoe, you said. So
yes.
You had to take her out, you know, and paddle.
Yeah,
and you'd come by our dock.
Little Kelly.
Yeah.
And she said, if I'm not seeing there one time, and we were going on, and there was a beaver out there at that time. And boy, she was about ready to, I said, Kelly, no, don't jump. No, don't jump.
That beaver will bite you. Yeah, not fair.
No, she was a good little girl, that little dog.
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay, I guess we can.
I want to show you Blanche's picture.